Jazz and AJ Week in Review. A behind-the-scenes look back at everything that happened this week. Good and bad. The Jazz and AJ Week in Review. Download every Friday and tune in again to the live show Monday morning starting at 5:30 a.m.
Pam, are you going to stop texting in your fucking phone so we could do this? Who are you texting?
I was just asking if they come in.
You're booking guests now?
You want
to talk into the mic or no?
I'm booking guests. Sorry.
Oh, good. You're getting things done.
I'm
Pam
doing things.
Is multitasking.
How do we know she's not bullshitting you?
You can. You could look at my text messages. I just emailed back Steve-O's manager, and I just told him, thank you so much for having him. It was a great time, and I'm going to be sending links to everything as soon as they're posted. So okay. I'm doing important things.
That is important.
All right, then my bad.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
And that's the official sound of the start of Chaz and AJ in the Morning's Week in Review podcast. I'm Chaz, that's AJ.
Hey.
Pam's over there.
Hola.
Phil is over there.
Yes.
And you heard him, and now you can smell his breath.
Oh,
yep, it's over the microphone, yeah.
Burpee
so
breath.
What a week. It started with us flying off to Nashville, Tennessee.
Yep.
It was actually the end of last week.
It
but
was.
We haven't talked to you since then.
No, it's been so long.
Yeah. And then we flew in for the Marconi Awards. Incredible.
Wow.
Yep.
We actually won.
Yep. Didn't see it coming at all.
Yeah. Well, I liked our chances.
Right.
All right. So think about all the radio stations there are just in this state. And then think about the thousands. There's like 5,000 or 6,000 radio stations in the U.S. And then times that by 5 or 6 shows for each station.
Right.
They narrowed it down to 5 shows in our category. And they can only pick one.
Exactly.
So I was doing the math on this. There's like 13 categories. So there's only like 10 of these awards, 13 awards that get handed out every year.
Right.
Oh, really?
Of all the thousands of people in radio, there were 13 categories. There was only 13 awards handed out. We won one of those fucking trophies.
And that's amazing. Huge. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's really, we keep saying it. I know it may sound like redundant, but if you guys don't show up at the events, we don't get an award, so it's really your award.
Exactly.
We're the facilitators.
Right.
But like AJ said in that video we were making before we left, we'll happily keep it for you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Under good hands, yeah.
It's shared custody right now.
Exactly, right.
So anyway, we get to the airport, and like we don't even get through one fucking person, AJ has an issue.
We're going there already?
What? You don't have to write papers.
Right. That was my fault because I said to Sharon.
It is your fault.
No,
in your fucking 50s.
Okay.
Handle this stuff.
Okay, listen. First of all, how many times do I friggin' fly? Number one, okay? Number
That's
two.
Not her fault.
Number two. No, I said to her, this is all I need. 3 times she said, yes, this is all you need. To the point where she almost got like pissy at me. Mm-hmm. I'm like, all right, I guess this is all I need.
Okay.
I don't fly often. So now I know not to listen to her. The next time be flawless if there is a next time.
Mm.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Did you not have your ticket? I mean,
you didn't have a ticket.
She had a boarding pass.
I had a
printout. Yeah.
You had no fucking ticket.
Nowhere on his paper did it say this
will get you on a fucking
She
plane.
Highlighted the number and everything on it, and she made
I'm like,
she
Jesus
made me
Christ,
think
I'm traveling with a fucking 8-year-old.
Okay, listen, again, I don't fucking fly that often, okay? So up
But you
all
gotta
is.
Take responsibility. That's why I'm kinda hammering you right now.
You kinda
it's like you gotta grow up. You gotta be an adult. It's time to be an adult.
Fine.
I want the last 2 decades of your life for you to be an adult. Maybe 3.
Fine.
Maybe 4.
Wow. That's pushing it.
But you got high blood pressure and you're a fucking freak, so let's not get crazy.
Which means I'll outlive all of you.
You probably will.
You probably will.
Oh, you know why? Because God has a sense of humor.
Yeah.
Because I'm God's second favorite.
So we fly all the way there, not knowing if we're going to win or not.
Right, no idea.
Get into the room and I'm like, this is really going to suck.
It will. Totally.
You know.
Yep.
You fly all the way in.
Exactly.
You take a day off from the show.
Right, for dinner.
All of it, yeah. But man, they called our names. My heart was pounding through my chest. I just didn't want to say anything stupid up there.
Right.
Right before we went up, they said only one person can speak.
Right.
So I figured it would be me. Hope that's okay.
No, it's fine because I would have said something really stupid.
I don't think you would have. I think you would have said something cool.
Something meaningful. And
we ran through the test on the air. You were pretty good.
It was funny.
I did?
Yeah.
I wanted to make sure I got to everybody. I left out like everybody connoisseur Connecticut like in this building.
Right, right.
In Hartford building.
But you had 37 seconds to say all this crap.
I had 37 seconds. Mm-hmm. And, I will say that it was intimidating. There were a lot of faces out there I recognized.
Uh-huh.
That
like Rushmore out there.
Of and Mount Rushmore Radio.
It was.
Sitting in the room. 600 of the highest profile people. 37 seconds. I didn't write anything down because I didn't want to have to throw out a piece of paper
right.
that was never read. You know, like, oh, I thought I was going to win, and let me just throw this speech out now.
Yeah, exactly.
So I just from the top of my head.
Yeah.
So I left out some, but, you know, it came out good.
It did.
Right.
It really did. And I didn't drop the Marconi, so we're good.
Yeah, and you didn't drop the Marconi.
Right, that was important.
That was good.
I could tell you weren't going to because you're holding it with both hands.
Oh, no. I had a death grip on this. I'm like, that would be my luck to drop this.
Oh, my God.
It
goes up.
So it's a big point if you haven't seen it.
Yeah.
It's like
yeah.
a giant Mount Rushmore made of glass, but fat on steroids.
Yeah.
And it's heavy. So, like, if you drop that, it would go base first, but if it flipped, it went point first, like, into your foot, and then, right. like, you fell over.
Exactly.
Broke your neck.
Right,
like the
right.
Washington Monument.
And yeah. as I'm going down, I take out the table, mm-hmm. and the table falls into the audience, and, like, that audience, like, a whole, like, domino theory.
Right.
Right, and it spills into the street.
Right.
And then cabs are hitting each other.
Right.
Bop, ah, beep, 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 beep.
Right.
right?
There's an evacuation thing. Of the building.
Exactly.
You can't go anywhere.
Right.
Exactly. You're stuck to the stage.
And helicopters are being flown in. To pull people out, but right. those crash.
Gotta, right. Then you got to do the car wash.
Yep. Exactly. Right. Then we go through the car. Right. Right. And then as we're running, we go through a bunch of like, you know, a whole bunch of like clotheslines. We come in different costumes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I, you know, we didn't need that thing, but I got to tell you, it's really fucking nice to
it's
have.
It's super cool to have.
Very cool.
You know, we talk for a living, right?
We do. Yeah.
What we do is like just in the air.
Right. We're blessed.
So when you're done at the end of the day, it's just kind of gone.
Yeah, what do you do for a living?
You know?
I make
so
care.
To have that, like a little gold star on the paper, like, hey, you did something important with right. your life,
right.
you know?
Exactly,
mm-hmm.
so.
But it's funny that, like, hours after we won it, we almost fucking died.
We almost bought the farm.
In the cab.
Yeah, almost became a posthumous death award.
Right. Nicest guy.
It would have been, like, you're smiling now, like, remembering it, but it would have been so much worse if you didn't win, right. and then this whole thing,
oh,
you would have been like,
then,
this fucking guy!
And then you actually made right. contact.
Right,
oh,
no,
God.
No, or we did win the award and we did buy the farm and we find out we've left the Marconi in the cab. And we are in heaven going, shit, I thought you had it.
What do you mean? We die?
If we
go to heaven and we don't have the Marconi?
Yeah, if we would have bought the farm in that cab.
I thought you keep saying bought the farm.
Yeah, but all right, so we die in the cab.
Right, yeah.
But what, we leave the Marconi in the cab?
Well, yeah.
We're dead, so what are we going to do? Like, oh, I thought you grabbed it?
Exactly.
Like, well, I was fucking dead, so
exactly.
I didn't grab
right.
anything.
Right, it was your chair.
So what, we're at the pearly gates fighting?
Exactly, right.
And then
God
that'd
probably be me.
And then God's like
AJ, you didn't take the fucking...
Where's your fucking paperwork?
For the rest of eternity.
Be an adult.
Right,
the
he wouldn't have the paperwork.
And I would
have
said, Sharon
oh
told
God.
Me that this is all I need to get to heaven.
And then years later when Sharon dies, she's going to come up. You guys are going to be fighting.
Punch you right in the face.
Right.
I'll
right.
have a fight.
We've been waiting.
Out to the street. Right. And then I'll go through the car wash.
Right. And like at the car accident, like the Marconi rolls over and one of the people who didn't win picks the Marconi up and walks off with it. And then they have it re-engraved with their show
yeah.
title on it.
Right.
With a Sharpie?
Yeah, with our blood.
Right, exactly.
It's
oh, yeah.
like what Phil did with his hamster.
Exactly, right.
Right.
It was a gerbil. It was a guinea pig.
Guinea pig. It was a guinea pig. Just picture that fat Italian.
Get it right, Pam.
This is my friend Tony. He's a guinea pig. He's a fat Italian. That's AJ was thinking.
I have no idea what's going on over there, but she's red and gasping for air. Like, did you just choke on a
AJ
piece of
had
food?
Her own. I forgot this wasn't on air, actually.
It was a moment in the monkey cage. We probably just keep.
Yeah,
on.
We were talking about guinea pigs, and
right,
I forgot it wasn't
yeah.
on air.
It's
so it
a fat kid grew up with the neighborhood, the Italian kid. My friend guinea pig over here, yeah. Anthony. How are you? It's okay. I'm half Italian.
Yeah. So that you know, thank you again.
Yes, thank you.
I'm never going to stop thanking you for this.
That was an odd route.
That's something that will you know be with me forever.
It will.
Now you're going to check with the NAB to see if we can buy.
I'd like
additional.
To have one. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. We should actually buy
I think
two.
Pam
of
and Phil should have one.
Actually, we should buy several.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Pam, Phil,
I'll
myself,
you know,
and also
if they're
the
like $1,000, then it's going to be tough.
Yeah.
But if they're, you know, hundreds,
pretty expensive.
Then we could do it.
Right. Just kidding. What?
Pam was saying she wants to wear hers like
Flavor Flav.
Flavor Flav. Like a necklace.
Yeah.
Oh,
do what you want.
That'd be great. Because you'll trip, you'll fall, and the sharp
Impale
point
me.
Will go right through your neck.
Or she'll forget and go swim
oh,
with
no,
it.
No, and I wouldn't be able to talk anymore.
Yeah. And people will think you choked on macaroni.
Exactly.
It'd be like, no.
No, it's a Marconi.
She was impaled by a Marconi.
Right.
Right, and a macaroni.
She eventually probably would have choked on macaroni.
Yeah.
Yeah,
which is
way.
Funny because didn't WFSB you say, Phil, that WFSB when
spelt
they were
it.
Talking?
When they're covering the story, they spelt it macaroni.
Right. They're probably hungry, you know, between
Who
lunch
does
and breakfast.
Yeah. Did you say between lunch and breakfast?
Yeah.
You almost did.
I almost did, but then I corrected
yeah,
myself.
It's lunch
Thank
and dinner.
You.
Breakfast and lunch.
Well, sometimes you can't, but.
Yeah. Could be. You never know.
Eat backwards.
Yeah, but then we had Fathead eating 12 donuts on the air.
We did.
That was one of those moments that I, like, after he was done, I'm thinking to myself, if this fucking guy dies,
oh my God,
we are done. Like,
the
we
Marconi
win,
gets
we,
taken back.
We win the Marconi, and then we kill a guy on the air doing a stupid stunt.
No. We just drag him outside. We post our Dunkin' Donuts. He did it by himself.
Yeah. Plant
was
the
Noah's,
evidence.
Exactly. It was Noah's near the story.
I always clean make sure I have, like, texts and stuff of me saying, are you sure? You don't have to do it. This is totally you and all that stuff.
Yep, yep.
I didn't have any of that shit for this.
Right.
I had him suggesting the idea. That's it.
Right. But you also verbally asked him on the air, are you okay? You don't have to do this.
I said you could stop at any time.
You could stop. Exactly. So
if we had to drag him out, I have sound bites from, like, other appearances where you could be like, okay, Fathead, see you later. And be like, okay, bye.
Oh, yeah.
And then we just drag him out. No one would know. So on the air, it just sounds like he just left.
Right.
We would have figured this out.
We would have got it.
If we had to drag him out, we would have got a hernia.
Yeah.
We needed a vacuum in here because you should have seen the ground underneath where he was standing
when
he left.
I'm surprised how much missed his mouth.
It looked like Pam's
area.
Not even that bad.
It made Pam look clean.
Really?
Yeah.
You could have taken all the crumbs, smushed them together,
and had another, donut.
So really,
so
you were
technically,
right.
I won. 11. Exactly.
A hybrid. Yeah.
I see what's happening. Uh-huh. Here.
Yeah. Okay. She wants $5.
Yep. Give me money.
We never made a bet,
did we not? Because I remember you slamming $10 down on the table.
I kept it in here. Yeah. No one ever took it.
Yeah. Well, I forgot to, and I'd like it now because
you don't get to do it that way.
For the posthumous award?
That's why you have to pay up front.
That's right.
Which segues me into fantasy football.
You know what?
You guys all still owe 50.
I will have your money next week.
All of you?
Phil, you said.
Never.
You did. Because I specifically remember you saying, guys, it was off air.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I feel like
when we were first talking about
this. It's time for someone to be paid.
Exactly. Right. And that's what you said in the meeting when you were pitching the idea.
Well, all of us, we all work together, so we're not going anywhere. So we'll have the $50.
Yeah. Have
but fun. I'll give you yours like next week.
Okay.
I'll give you mine never. At the end of the season.
I'm going to be closer to, when it comes time to pay out.
Right.
Same here.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure I'm going to have to cough up Jennifer's money.
I have a feeling I'm going to win, so I'm not going to need to give you any money.
Yeah, I'm not going to win. I know that. I'm just not paying attention.
Right.
It's,
I keep forgetting.
You haven't moved.
The fucking time of my life when I don't have to look at a phone or a computer screen, I'm not going to look at it.
It's that moment.
It's not entertaining to me.
Exactly.
It's like I spend my life looking at a computer screen. I don't feel like doing it. When I'm finally done with the show, I finally close up my case for the night. It's like 9:00.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I'm good.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, you still haven't benched someone with a big injury on your team yet. But noticing that.
What's
unless
that?
I'm looking at it wrong.
Oh,
which
really?
Could be the case.
Once your video done.
You're probably right. then what else do I want to get? Oh, Steve-O in the studio.
That was amazing. That was so cool today.
Yeah.
That was like dream moment.
He walked in. We thought, well, who knows? Because he has a show tomorrow. Little did we know he had a show tonight in Boston.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe he doesn't want to do anything because he might hurt himself.
Exactly.
Yeah. Came right in. Oh, yeah. Hot sauce. Yeah. Give it to me.
Yep.
Pours it right in his eye.
Most folks say hello.
No problem.
Badass.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And then AJ with his toes and the mouse trap.
They still sting.
Do they?
Yeah.
How many toes did it get?
It got three on each side.
I'm surprised you would do that to your toes because you like cherish them like a Marconi award.
His toenails. So he went past the toenail.
Yeah, no, I got,
oh,
right on the
you got the
I got
knuckles.
Nailed the knuckles.
That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good thing, man.
Yeah, they're stinging a little bit right now. It's going to be fun on the treadmill later.
Yeah. But you have a whole thing. Like, when do you give yourself a pedicure?
I used to do it on Thursdays watching Big Bang Theory. Not anymore. Now wait till Sundays. Thank you. Hey, at least I do mine there, Bigfoot.
You're right. You're right. Hey, at least you do yours. But you have, like, you know.
Well, who else going to do them for me? Nobody, right? So I can do it myself. It's either that or have, like, bear claws. Right.
Go to the nail salon.
Yeah, it's money. You got money?
Right.
No, because she hasn't paid me.
Exactly.
Because you told us we didn't have to pay until the whole thing was over.
You're getting money next week.
Never happened.
You have. Then why is it in my brain?
Look. This is like a bad car ride.
It's in there. How did it get in there? You said it.
It's a bad car ride.
Damn, there's shit in your brain that never really happened.
There's nothing in the brain that should have never been in there.
What? There's no, nothing in the brain, period.
I'm fired today. I don't know.
We all are. I felt like we were in a
like slow motion
a little bit today.
Well, you spent the day eating at the Big E yesterday.
True.
Yeah.
You're all exhausted from all the food.
All right, anything else? I think I'm good.
Steve-O told me I had nice boobs.
Oh, we should end on that note.
Right.
So he chucked a, what was
Super
it?
Ball.
Super ball.
Right.
Into your shirt.
It. Right.
Yeah,
into Cleveland.
He bounced it into your shirt.
Right.
One shot, by the way.
Right. What was a big enough net?
Right in.
Hey.
he said it was a harder trick.
Yeah.
You know, because they're not just massive.
In a, right. in a small area, yeah.
Oversized.
Right.
He called them nice sized, right?
Yeah.
Did
and,
he not?
And then he said, you have very nice small boobs, which I do have small boobs, so, but I was.
But he said they're very nice.
Yeah.
They're
and he was like making eye contact with them.
Right.
Like, was smiling.
And they perked right up and they were talking.
They were
to
like,
him.
Hi, Steve-O.
They're like, right. Steve-O.
They were right. fighting for his attention.
They were.
Bong, 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 bong.
They're like, they oh, said, we've never touched before. Of, oh my God, this is weird.
They reminded him of Hostess Snowballs, actual size.
She just felt herself, just so you know.
Welcome to
just
Cup and Cake.
I don't think so.
I didn't even your horns going off.
Yeah.
You're being very complimentary.
But then he reached into the shirt to grab the ball, right?
Yes, he did.
Lost a ring.
I have it. Lost his dignity, too.
Well, thanks again for the Marconi.
Yes, thank you.
And
it's yours too.
Dave Russell was on the show today from the New York Fire Department. He put on the air all the information if you want to help that family who lost their dad.
Please.
Yes.
Fighting a fire in the Bronx. It's on our site, ChazAndAJInTheMorning.com. Have an awesome motherfucking weekend. Motherfucker. See you Monday.
Bye.
I'm Chaz. That's AJ.
See you.
Pam's over there.
Peace.
Phil's over there.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and subscribe to the podcasts. They're very good. And make sure you make comments because that, I don't know, raises us in searches.
Please do it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
The Chaz and AJ Week in Review. Download every Friday and tune in again to the live show Monday morning starting at 5:30 a.m.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.